Near me Joel ever, now as I heard them say, there is a brisk damsel, both frolic and gay. These damsels, she's handsome, both proper and tall, and loyal at heart, the best virtue of all. But in private she weeps, and makes pitiful moan, for the loss of the blacksmith she's clearly undone. But as she walked out one evening very late, for to fetch up her ducks the truth to relate, there she met a young thresher, both crafty and wise, and his hands it flipped up between her two. This damsel was handsome, but her was bald. But as this young damsel to Woodmecut came, there she met with a blacksmith that was right for the game. He took this young damsel by the lily white hand, and he told her that he had both house and good land, and he loved her so dear as he did his own life, and was in hope for to have her to be his kind wife. But when she came home, she was troubled in mind, for thinking of the blacksmith she had left behind. Then to her loving brother these words she did relate: "For the love of sweet William, my heart it will break." There she sighed and she cried, and made pitiful moan, "For the love of the blacksmith I am clearly undone." But as this young damsel was making sad moan, there came two young fellows walking along. They stepped to this damsel and to her they said, "Why make you such moan, you well-favored maid?" Then presently to them these words she did relate: "For the love of the blacksmith my heart it will break." "Sweetheart," quoth the young man, "a letter we'll send to this jolly blacksmith and make him thy friend. Then needs I must thank you," the damsel replied, "and if he's but willing to make me his bride, on my pleasant anvil the blacksmith shall beat, and we'll kiss together at every heat." When this she had said, then to writing they went, and these very lines to the blacksmith they sent: "Good fellow, the damsel does weep and complain, as fearing she never shall see you again. Return now. strike while the iron is hot. Pray let not a kindness and love be forgot. Return now with speed, for poor creature she longs for to have a brisk touch with her hammer and tongs. When this jolly blacksmith a letter had read, an answer he sent, declaring he'd wed, if she was but willing to thump it about, for he was a blacksmith, courageous and stout. She blamed the bearer that brought her the news, yet nevertheless she at length did excuse that fault and began to be merry at heart, as knowing the blacksmith could play well his part.
Still,
when this too